that you shared it with Black Sheep. Did you share the link in the Real News also?
Yeah, I went to Real News on the.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, everybody, so we got some interesting stuff up for today, and what we're going to do is – let me just bring up my notes real quick. You know how I love to have my notes. But we're going to get into we're going to start probably with some of the newer Mandela effects. There's a few really big ones that I want to get into, and we're going to go through a lot of that, and then we're going to get into Paul's crystal theory, which we have discussed pretty much – in pretty good detail, you would say, Paul, on two of the shows, and we maybe mentioned it on a third a little bit. Would you agree with that? Yeah.
It's not gone through from top to bottom.
Yeah, we haven't really gone the whole gamut. So we're kind of doing a special today on that. Paul's going to lay it all out for you. He's going to go through his notes. I'm going to ask him a lot of questions. I agree with a lot of the stuff he's looking at. Even some of the stuff I agree with, I'm going to play devil's advocate. And it's going to be interesting. We're going to have a good time with it. Just last sound check, last mic check, camera check. Everybody sees us. Everybody hears us. Everything, right? I'm assuming. All right. So what I want to start with – hold on. Let me bring my – I got a million windows open here. Sorry, guys. I have to work around all this bullshit.
For my echo.
Yeah, no, you're good. You got no echo right now. You got no echo. I wanted to start with one that's absolutely ridiculous as far as the Mandela effect. And a lot of times these are ones that I tend to stay a little bit away from. And the only reason I do is because, just like if there's geography, there's tons of geography changes. They're huge. South America, Australia, Ellis Island. You could go on forever. But when I'm not sure about one, even if a lot of people are, I don't tend to get too excited about it because it's either not affecting me or I'm not sure. And sometimes with technology, I'm not really sure when things came out. And we've discussed a few of these before, Paul. I remember that we had discussed, I had told you, when did the color TV come out? And we had talked about this, and it actually says it came out in like the late 1920s, which is absurd to me. And it said there was like a baseball game in the 1940s, that a Brooklyn Dodgers game or something that was in color. I don't remember there being color that early. I mean, I wasn't alive, but that seems really odd to me. But on top of that, as we've already talked about that, Zenith, who is one of the manufacturers around here, is Zenith big in the UK, Paul, or no?
No.
Okay, well, Zenith is – you know who Sony is, right?
Yeah.
So it's like an electronics company like that, but they're not on the high end. They're on the low end. So TVs are cheaper. So that being said, they wouldn't have the top-of-the-line features decades and decades before other people. And I remember – and we talk about Star Wars a lot because we get into the Mandela effect, C-3PO, Darth Vader, and whatnot. Growing up watching Star Wars, one of my most vivid memories is, I was about four or five, maybe six, it was the early 80s. We had our first remote for the TV and it had a wire. No big deal. I mean, we had a remote. It had a thin wire that went all the way to it. You could change the channels. And then, years later, we got wireless. I don't know what year. I'd be bullshitting you if I did, but I want to say late 80s. We got the wireless ones. Because we had the corded one for several years, and I don't know exactly how long. But by the time I was a teenager, certainly, we had a wireless for a little while. So I want to say late 80s. Paul, when did you get your first wireless remote for a television set?
That's like the early 90s, maybe 90 or late 80s. It's in that that frame time. I just remember having the long wire. But even before that, I remember having to get up to turn the channel over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, when you look it up, and I got to give credit to whoever found it because I didn't just stumble across it. Somebody on Twitter had posted it. And like I say all the time, guys, I'm sorry if, you passed on some evidence of a Mandela, some residue, and I'm not, I can't remember who posted everything. I just can't. I want to say thank you to everybody. And let's all keep sharing. And, if you spent your time really digging something up, I'll never go and say, oh, look what I found. I didn't find this. Somebody else did. That being said, there were apparently remote controls for Zenith on their television in 1951, right? But then it gets even crazier than that. In 1955, when, Marty McFly's family didn't even know what a rerun was, right? In 1955, Zenith has a wireless remote control for the television. What do you think about that, Paul? That's a good 30 years before I had it in my home. We weren't in the Stone Ages by no means either.
I mean, I was thinking it was like probably a little bit of an echo on my side, but talking about the 50s, with the people just got TV.
Yeah.
So to say that they got wireless controllers in the 20s is a bit of a joke. People were still on radio.
No. The wireless remote for the TV, 1955. The color TV, they're saying 1920s now, like 1927, 28, which is, it's absurd, dude. They had black and white TVs, you know, well into the 50s and even into the 60s. Yeah. I mean, look at the moon footage. Now, we know the moon footage, the moon landing footage was purposely made to look bad. We know that. We know it was filmed off a projector and all this shit. But, and we know that they did have color TV in 1969, but it hadn't been around for 30 years because they would have never been able to put off that excuse, oh, it's in black and white. It was in black and white, but black and white was still kind of being used by people at the time, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I still had black and white in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
They were still selling them.
Yeah, imagine if people had it at color TVs in 1930 and you were still doing black and white in the 80s, bro.
Hello. That's just another dimension.
It's absolutely crazy. I don't know what you guys in the chat remember. Do anybody remember wireless remote controls even before the 80s, never mind back in the 50s. I don't think anybody's going to remember it from the 70s, but I won't say they didn't exist because if we had them in the early 80s, they were probably, you know, in late 70s maybe. But 1955, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm going to play a couple little clips real quick. I'm going to mute them, guys, because I don't think I'll get a copyright strike, but I'm not sure. These are two Zenith commercials. Yeah, that's the last thing I need. These are two Zenith commercials real quick. One's only a minute. One's 5 minutes, so I won't play the whole thing. I'll start with the short one, though. And this ad is from, you're going to notice, it does say it's from 1972, but it's for the same product that came out in 1955, the remote control for the wireless remote control for the Zenith color TV. And this is, I don't know, this is absurd to me. Let me just let me change my screen share over here. Guys on Facebook, I'm sorry. We had a little issue. Paul couldn't get in my Hangout. We're doing it Mickey Mouse and everything. So when I do this screen share, you're not going to see it. So we won't have many screen shares today, but if you want to see it real quick, bounce over to youtube.com/user, like everybody's channel, /TheRealNewsOnline. We're live right now, and you'll be able to see the screen share there. All right, I'm going to kill this screen share of the Hangout, and I am going to screen share my YouTube. Paul, when I go back to shutting the screen share down, just remind me I got to put you back on camera, okay? Because I might forget. Okay, guys, you two in the chat, remind me if I don't put Paul back on camera, okay? Here's the Zenith ad. You should all see it. I'm going to go full screen, and I'm going to have to kill the volume. So basically right now, they're like, he's having the butler change the channel, up channel, this channel, baseball, soap opera, whatever. They're like, oh, if you don't have a butler, for people that don't have a butler, we have this remote control for Zenith. Wireless remote changes the channels. Look at this thing. Turns the buttons up and down. Since 1955, they say they've had this. This is crazy. I don't know if you have your YouTube open, Paul, if you can even see it, but it's absolutely insane right now. He's got this little box clicker that he's holding up, and he's got four buttons, maybe five. And he's changing the channel up and down and doing the volume. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy. I'm going to end the screen share on that because I want to get you back on camera before I forget to do that. I don't know, Paul. You know, sometimes I want to hesitate and say, you know, not say something to Mandela Effect. I might not have known. But this is 30 years, man. 30 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. Considering, like, I only remember really bad black and white TVs coming, you know, when you obviously do a bit of research in the 50s, especially in the UK, to say that they had colour and all that in the 20s. Not far out of the Depression, that, isn't it?
No, the 20s isn't the Depression, yeah. Like, okay, so we barely, the whole place was bankrupt, and you could tell me they had colour TVs. And
Hello? Razor?
Yeah, real crazy. Real crazy. Okay, let me see where I want to go next. Let me just sorry guys, I know I'm a little disorganized today. It's not my fault though, I swear to God. Paul can vouch for me. Another one I wanted to bring up is, now I don't know if this is a Mandela effect. I'm going to start out by saying that, okay? And that's okay. That's why we have these conversations with each other. We're not supposed to know everything. I mean, come on. With all these things changing around me, Paul, like, okay, like I've told you since like late 2014, early 2015. We'll say 2015. I don't want to say it's been longer than it has. So since 2015, when I've been looking into this a lot, I've seen thousands of changes. And if I get one wrong, that's, it's okay. I won't just say it's a Mandela, but if I say, oh, this might be a Mandela and it turns out not to be, I'm okay with that. Because I'm not saying, hey, this is your, yeah, this is definite. I want to know people's opinion that have like-minded thoughts on this stuff. Have you guys ever heard of sharks jumping like way out of the water, great whites and everything? Like way up, like the, you remember the stingrays that we looked at for the Mandela effect not long ago? Have you ever seen sharks doing that?
Not seen them like completely jump out, but I've seen them coming up out of the water.
They're coming, they're jumping way out now, like 10, 20 feet up and then back down. Great whites are off the coast of Africa, which I have never seen anything like that. I think it's
I've not
absolute.
seen that.
Yeah, I think
I've seen
it's.
dolphins and things like that doing it, but and whales like generally come out, but not so far up for a shark.
Yeah, real far. And I don't want to bore everybody with the screen grabs the whole time, but let me, you know what, I'm going to show people one real quick. I got one queued up. I could show a whole bunch later when we're talking. I'll just let it run in the background. But for now, let me show you guys what I'm talking about. This is crazy. So this is going to be some independent guy because I have like a Discovery Channel one where they got a bunch of them, but I'm worried about copyright. So I'm going to show you this independent guy real quick. He's like fishing for a shark. I don't know. He's trying to make it jump out of the water. I guess it's a tournament. They have a shark jumping fucking tournament, dude. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding right now. I'm not even kidding, bro. Watch this. Where is my, okay, here it is. Share. And here it is. Watch this, guys. It's going to come right up in like 5 seconds. Watch this. This is crazy. Jumping Mako, Flying Mako tournament.
He's trying to problem. Follow us. We'll let that mine go.
Look at that thing. That thing's like 15, 20 feet out of the water. I know my video was a little choppy there, guys, but that's insane.
What should, did you say it was a Mako shark?
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
I don't know about them. It's a different breed than the great white.
Oh, no, the other video was a great white, though. This one is a Mako flying shark tournament, but I saw videos of great whites doing it too. Great white sharks, specifically off the coast of Africa. I don't remember if it was the eastern coast or the western coast of Africa, but man, I don't know. I'm not buying that shit.
Generally, sharks shouldn't do that because I don't know if you know. If you turn a shark on its back, it goes to sleep.
Really? Why? So that's good to know. If a shark's ever like up near the sand near you, you can flip it. I don't know. I'm not gonna try and flip the fucking shark
That's
over.
how like you know, dolphins,
Yeah.
they attack them. They just jump to the belly up, and the sharks can't do nothing.
Why do they fall asleep? Is it a chemical reaction in their brain? They're off balance, their equilibrium or something?
Just knocks them straight out, like type of thing, and they can't do nothing.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That is crazy. So as far as you
Don't
know,
try like.
what's that? What's that, Paul?
I said, don't go and try it.
No, I'm not gonna get anywhere near a shark, bro. I'm all set. I'm all set. These are a couple of big ones for me, and I guess I had it coming because I have been saying for like the last week or 2 weeks, I'm like, wow, it's been rather slow for Mandela lately because I have, it's just I'm used to seeing like seven, eight of them a day, and it's been a little slower lately. Not slow by any means. It's still accelerating, but it's not the last week or two. It's been a little more laid back. What did you think about the cats? I sent you the video. I know you've seen it.
Let's do what?
The winged cats.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to make out a mutation or something. It was pretty freaky, wasn't
it? Have you seen that before?
No, I've not seen that
before. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm glad I have ideas to bounce back off you so I don't feel friggin' insane. All right. Guys, have you guys ever heard of cats with wings? I'm dead serious. Cats with wings. And I know I don't usually do the manned animals. I don't usually do the tech before it's time stuff, but there's some good stuff today I want to address. Now, as crazy as those sharks were, wait till I show you the cats with the wings. And I'm not even kidding. They have wings. They flap them. I'm not saying they fly. I haven't seen them fly. But they have four legs, and they have wings on the side like this dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. I'm telling you. Watch this. No joke. No joke. We're going to play it right now. Guys, if you're watching on Facebook, I know you can't see the screen share when I bounce over. And that's not my fault. There's a technical issue where I couldn't get Paul in the Hangout. So please just come to YouTube. The username is The Real News Online. We're doing another screen share right now. All right, guys, here we go. I'm going to show you guys the cats. Wait till you see these winged cats. I'm going to play two short clips. They're really short. I mean, we're talking like a minute and a half and 50 seconds or something. So just give me a second. Watch this. You guys should be able to see my YouTube. This is crazy. Look at the wings. It's not just clumps of fur either. You're going to see multiple cats with this. You're going to see them flapping them around. I know how ridiculous it sounds. Look at the wings on the side. What the fuck is that, dude? What is that? Dude, these creatures are too much. We got the rainbow everything. Rainbow squirrels, rainbow lions, rainbow mountains, rainbow rivers. We got bleeding trees. We got jumping sharks. We got cats with wings. I mean, are you guys freaked out a little bit by this? Because I know I am. This is crazy, dude. I don't know what to think, man, because I know people will just say, oh, well, people are just, you know, splicing DNA, this and that and the other thing. And no, I don't think that's what it is at all. These animals are popping up left and right, coming completely out of nowhere that have never existed. I'm not going to pretend that I'm up to date on all the Mandela Effect animals, but I am fascinated by them, and there are tons of them. For me, the insects and stuff like that are hard because there could be many, many insects I've never seen. But when you see some of these animals that you see, I mean, it's just, you know, it's mind-boggling to me. Paul, you're a cat fan. You have cats. You're in the little cat clique, aren't you? Oh, you don't have one?
Yeah.
That's James that has a cat then. James is a big pussy guy.
I'm at the old, but I've not got to the cat lady.
We should razz on James for that. He's a cat guy. But no, that's all right. A couple of my friends, even a couple of my friends in the chat today, they're big time into their cats.
Maybe sitting on his little chair at home only, stroking his cat like that.
Yeah, the people in the chat are like, oh man, what the heck? You know, looking at the cat, it's ridiculous. There's just so many of them. Has anybody in the chat ever seen a cat with wings? Let me ask you guys now, because I haven't, Paul hasn't. I'm assuming that you guys have never seen that. And to think that all these things are just popping up because we have the internet and we're unaware of these things. That's, you know, I'm not buying that, dude. That's, you know, you can pass that off at me at some, you know, insects from the rainforest or something. Yeah, I'm not going to know what those are. But a regular cat? Like, come on, man. Come on. It's ridiculous to me. Never, ever, ever, ever have I seen something like that. Ever. Paul, what did you think when you woke up this morning and you had these videos from me in your inbox with cats with wings? I didn't even say nothing to you. I just sent them. I wanted to see what you would say.
I'm not sure that what the hell is he sending me now? Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I want to shoot
you, friend, Georgia Rabbit type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Now, I got a couple more I want to show. There's one that you brought up, Paul. I don't think we presented it on the show yet because I think it was after the last time. And this is a product that people over here do have, so I'm glad that it resonates with you and with us, and that's the Nivea. You want to talk about that since you found it? Well, you know, whatever, since you brought it to my attention. Paul, you muted? I can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Go ahead. Nivea.
I was muted. Yeah, I've always known it, Nivea for men.
Yeah.
And it had the, like, four in the middle of the Nivea for men.
Yeah. Like the number. Yeah. It just says Nivea. And this has happened with a lot of brands. And people say, oh, it's just company rebranding and this and that. And for my Mandela friends listening tonight, I don't need to explain this. But real briefly for the people that are flat earthers that aren't Mandela, my 9/11 friends, whatever. You know, it's not about company rebranding. Like, because if you go back, because you can check things like these. If you go back and look for the old logos, is like Logopedia, there's other sites. If you go to any of the official sources, these other logos and these other names for these companies – they didn't exist, you know. Even one that's big now is everybody knows, and this has been talked about on other channels. I know it's old for some of you guys, but Starbucks is a huge one. Do you have Starbucks in the UK, Paul?
Yeah, but not near us, but we do have a lot of them.
Yeah, well, it always used to be called Starbucks here. That's what it used to be called. And now every storefront says Starbucks coffee on it. Now, we know that they're a coffee shop, but it never said Starbucks coffee. You just knew it was Starbucks coffee because it was Starbucks. Like, it always said Starbucks. Now it says Starbucks coffee. But if you go back and you look to see if they were out in front of the building changing the signs and did a whole bunch of sign changing over the last few years or whatever, you're not going to find that. You're not going to find it. What you will find maybe is some of the crazy shit like Paul found with the Staples Center with the signs. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was freaky.
That one was freaky. So what we're talking about is so Cosmic Killjoy has posted a video. I think we were on Brian McFarlane's show. He posted it. And then I asked him if I could use it and reshare it, and I did. And he was watching ESPN one night. Now, the controversy here is the company Staples that makes the office supplies, they also own the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It always said Staples, S-T-A-P-L-E-S. Now, if you look at it, it says Staples, but it has this loop on the L that has now always been there. So if you go back to the office supplies, their business cards, stationery from there, whatever you want, it's going to have this fucking crazy L on there that's allegedly always been there. So one night, you know, this Cosmic was filming his – he was watching TV, and he was filming it off the TV. And he heard them – they were going to L.A. They're out in front of the Staples Center, and ESPN was, and they're reporting. You know, they're out here, like, you know, reporting. The Staples Center's behind them, and you look, and what do you see? You see the regular lettering, and then it's gone the next day, obviously, and it's gone. It's just – it's back to the loop, and it's always had the loop. Now, I told Paul about this, and Paul found a really interesting one because in this reality, it's always had the loop on the logo – on the top and the bottom of the Staples Center, and Paul found one that was mixed. It was like between realities, timelines, whatever you want to say is going on. And this has happened with the Chase Bank logo. This has happened with Chuck E. Cheese, which now is Chuck E. Cheese's. There's been ones where it's switched back and forth, or the companies will have one and then one or the other, which is it's total bad marketing and branding. You can't have, you know, like Starbucks coffee, Starbucks. Like, your brand name is going to be – it's going to be consistent, you know?
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. I'm going to show people the Staples Center. What's that?
That you don't do a major rebrand and leave the old sign out.
No. And for people that are skeptic of the Mandela effect, we know it's not a memory thing. It's not a company rebranding thing. It's not just a new logo change. It's none of that. It's none of that, because all those things would be easy to document through their official sources, through their old logos, through their old movie cases, DVD covers, boxes, you know, all these things. There would be, you know, all this official residue, but there's not. But what we do have is we have other residue. And, you know, we will have hundreds and thousands of conversations of people on Twitter and other sites remembering things the way they used to be in unison, huge numbers to a very small minority. Like we're all just wrong. We're remembering things all the same. No, that's not it. It's not it at all. So you guys really need to, dig into it. Dominic in the chat also said winged cats are news to him. Buddy, they're news to me. You know, they're absolutely news to me. Paul, have you seen in the news a lot. The news. I'm going to say the news on the news feed. Have you seen in the? I don't watch the news. Have you seen in the news feed a lot? This thing about the statue of Satan in front of the Arkansas courthouse, state house, whatever it is.
Yeah, you can't. No, I've not seen it.
Yeah. So actually, the reason I'm bringing it up isn't to so much get into the controversy of the Church of Satan, and we all know how ridiculous this whole thing is. For those that didn't see it, you're gonna see it in a second. You're gonna die when you see this. But the picture I'm gonna show you actually just shows the statue in front of a flag. But this statue I'm gonna show you, it was in front of a state house in Arkansas. I think it was temporary. I don't think it's stayed there. I think they just had it out on the curb, right, to make a point.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So it's interesting because when people posted it, there was this post of it going around, and it had the Baphomet statue, the real picture of the statue that was in front of it, in front of an American flag. And I got to give credit to Meeks. She posted this. I remember that. She posted this in the Reality Residue group. And, you know, the Church of Satan, as you guys know, or maybe you don't, there's the Mandela effect with the American flag. Okay, the American flag used to have, because it's got the stripes, the red and the white, the stripe that was directly beneath the blue where the stars are was always red. Now it's always been white, but there's a lot of residue for this. And that state and statue has residue because it's placed in front of a flag in this picture that was going around on Facebook. And these people don't realize that they're all show. Look at the Church of Satan. Look at the statue. Everybody's missing the residue because they're not into Mandela effect. First thing I see, and Meigs and whoever else posted these, first thing you see is the red stripe coming below the stars. And I'm going to show you guys that real quick. This is pretty crazy too. Hang on 1 second. Screen share. Entire screen. Sorry, guys. Don't mean to talk to myself, but whatever. Check this out. There it is right here. And he's got other residue here. I got American Dad. There's a bunch of them, really. A lot of those shows, you know how they are. Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad, Big Bang Theory, Mad TV, Saturday Night Live. This is where we find all our residue. Not all of it, but because we got guys, you know, that find them in the newspapers, like Dawn always does, Nathaniel. They're always finding stuff in the newspapers. Wow, this is loading up pretty slow. I know you guys can't see it, so... I don't know. I'll try and go back a screen and maybe just zoom in because it's not open in full screen right now. I don't want to hold up the...
What was you saying that you didn't need a new computer?
I know, right? This is going so slow right now. I'll link everybody to it after because it's open and my pitch is so slow. I don't want to hold up the show on it. So let me switch back to where I was on.
Just bear with me as well. I'm getting like echo on my...
Are you? You sound fine to us, so if you can manage it.
I can manage it. As long as, you know, it sounds a bit funny.
No, you sound fine to the audience and to me, so we're good. We're good. Another one that is big this week is The Piano Man by Billy Joel. Now, Paul, I had something else to show you about this one, too, that we didn't talk about that you might have already realized. It's actually two Mandela effects in the one line, much like in Snow White. And people missed the second line where she's like, mirror, mirror on the wall. And now it's magic mirror. Well, at the end, she's mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all is now who's the fairest one of all. So they changed the ending as well. This is Billy Joe's Piano Man. The second little paragraph that they say after they talk about the guy sitting down with his gin and his tonic, they're like, he says... Now it was always he said, son, can you play me a melody? Right? Here's my singing again, right?
How about you sing it?
No, you're supposed to sing it. You promised you would.
Oh, joking.
You said you were actually gonna come out dressed up like Elton John. No?
That was next time.
Oh, okay.
What a joking.
Okay, so he used to say, he said, son, can you play me? That's all in quotations too, because he said the words. He said, son, can you play me a melody? Right? So now it says, he says, not he said, but the big one is, he says, son, can you play me a memory? The only person I know that's playing memories is fucking Nelson Mandela right about now laughing at everybody. How do you play a memory? You play a melody. He's talking about playing music. Son, can you play me a melody? It's like, oh my God, dude, it's not memory. And I know I'm not a big Billy Joel fan, but I know that song. Like, I don't know his other song. I know that song. And that song was Play Me a Melody. Again, with the Mandela effect, Paul. It makes us look like a bunch of idiots. Like, if we're going to talk this way, if we're going to use the grammar that they use, the pronunciations that they use, the spellings that they use, the Bible verses that they use, the irrational engineering, like the jet engines, it's just it's crazy. It's so confusing. It makes things so confusing.
I mean, you can, like I say, you can put off just to be like, you know, in like a, like you said, devil advocate. You could put 70-80%. Oh yeah, that's like you forgetting, but can't do it for everything.
No, you can't. And I, you know, I'm so far past that. I know you're past that. And just some people, you know, if they want to just keep chalking it up to memory and bad memory, you guys really just aren't doing the research. You guys aren't paying attention. So I got this piece of residue. I'm afraid to play it right now, but I will play it after. But you know what I'll do? I'll play it like right before we go into a break, and I'm going to play a song. Just in case I get hit with a copyright, I can go edit it out later, and I'll just edit out the song and re-upload the show. But it's from Star Trek, and we've talked about the Final Frontier Mandela Effect. This was huge. This is one of the bigger ones, I think, of the last month or so. Because let's face it, there's a lot of Trekkies, like this guy I'm looking at right now on the camera. Live long and prosper, motherfucker. All right? So speaking of live long and prosper, you got Mr. Spock. Now, I'm already going to tell you what the skeptics are going to say about the Final Frontier in the first place. So, and I've asked my mother this because she was the biggest Star Trek fan. That's how I got into it. We watched every episode, and there weren't – what were they? Only like three seasons. I mean, there weren't a ton of episodes. So we watched every episode together. I've seen all the movies that involve the original crew, which is the first five, and then the reboots that they have in the last couple of years, which are actually quite good. I don't mess with the Next Generation, all that. Paul does. He was into that. And we talked about that with Picard and his crystal and all that. So Mr. Spock is – you know, he did a first of all, space, the Final Frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. That's in Kirk's voice, how it always went. Now, we played this last show. I'm not going to do it again. But now it says space, a Final Frontier. Doesn't make sense for so many reasons. First of all, space, the Final Frontier, whether it's NASA programming or not, that's the term. That's what space is called. It's called the Final Frontier. Secondly, if it's the final, it can't be a. There's not a final here, a final here, a final. It's the Final Frontier. It doesn't make any sense. And then what the skeptics are going to say, Paul, is, see, the residue to me would be it's everywhere, but especially with Picard, the Next Generation, they still say the Final Frontier. Now, I know that there's a couple words already that were always a little different in the intro. You familiar with what I'm talking about? Very few. But there were two or three words that weren't big meaningful parts that are different in the two intros. Besides that, they're identical. They both always say the. So the skeptics are going to say, oh, you guys are just misremembering. You're just remembering the intro from Next Generation. But again, I didn't watch Next Generation. I watched the other one faithfully. Okay, I didn't get it from Next Generation. Next Generation got it from Star Trek, the original. And here's the residue. It's still in the fucking Next Generation. So for those skeptics, I'm gonna one up you. Mr. Spock himself had some cameos, more than cameos. He was in the first two of the new Star Trek movies, at least the first one. Leonard Nimoy was alongside his character, the new guy that plays Spock. Do you know his name? I don't know his name. The new Spock, doesn't matter.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about. Heroes. The guy from Heroes, exactly. So he's in there. They're both in there. One Spock from the future as he's older or whatever. One Spock then, and he does a cameo in the movie. He does a little part in the movie. I think it's the intro to the first or the second one. And he does Kirk's line because Kirk's not in it. Space, the Final Frontier. Spock himself says it. So you're telling me this is like with the Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson thinking he works for Publishers Clearinghouse when he supposedly didn't, right? So you're telling me that Spock went out there. They're doing a reboot of the original series, but he went out there and he either messed up the line and the editors didn't say nothing, or he went out there and they went out to mimic the intro from Next Generation, even though it was based on the original cast of Star Trek and the original movies. No, 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 no. Or are you telling me he misquoted his best friend and partner on the show, maybe not best friend in real life, but on the show is his best friend, his boss and partner on the ship. You're telling me he just went out there and misquoted Kirk? No, he went out there. He said what was supposed to be said. It's been the intro since the 1960s, Paul.
That was for me, yeah. But what's interesting, just to come away from that, is he's going to be coming back, isn't he? Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, I heard that might be getting shut down. I just heard it this morning. I was watching Star Trek clips because I was looking at that residue. No, you know what? I think they're going to go through with it. I thought they said even though he's 80, they're going to green light the project. Yeah, I think he is coming back. He's like 80 years old, right?
See what intro they use.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you what. You know, he's going to have he's probably got a lot of good energy in him because he's always carrying that fucking huge crystal. He's probably going to live forever. The guy's going to be eternal. You know what I mean?
One we've all missed.
Yeah. So, if you guys have missed it, Picard now holds a crystal, good size crystal too, like a size of a fucking softball. He holds a crystal and he plays with it like every time he needs to make a decision. And it's in 74 episodes, I believe, of the Next Generation. And like I said, I never remembered him holding a crystal, but. Like I said, I wasn't into Next Generation, but Paul here was as much as I was into the older one, probably more because he said he saw all the episodes and there were many more seasons of Next Generation, right? Long time. Longer than a decade, right? Decade or so? Longer?
Yeah. I mean, I
13 years or so?
To DS9.
Yeah.
And he went in there a few the odd episode.
Yeah, it would be interesting, huh, if Picard comes back and he says Space of Final Frontier and it changes now.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know if he's coming back even as a captain. He might be
admiral, like not on the ship or something.
Admiral, yeah.
Yeah. Are they bringing back other people? Yeah. Is that supposed to be soon, or do you know?
I believe he was on stage. He didn't say how long it was going to be, but he should be having like that data as a captain. If it goes towards what they've done in like in comics and different things and books.
Yeah, they're trying to do a reboot of Stargate again, too.
Yeah, I've seen, like, the quick internet clip.
Yeah, I did, too. And I never get into the show. That was a movie I really enjoyed. And especially now with the things we look into, and I know the stuff you look into with the ancient civilizations and everything, that must have been a really cool movie for you, right?
Yeah, Stargate? Definitely one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, really underrated movie. Really, really good movie. Kurt Russell and I don't remember the other guy's name. They kind of they go through Stargate. It's like a time travel portal thing that they build in some type of lab, picture like a CERN type facility or something. You know, something underground like that. And they go through and they're back in like ancient Egypt type times, pyramids, pharaohs, fucking Ra, the sun god, all types of shit. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, what else did I want to address?
That's the end of the TV series as well.
Yeah, which one? SG-1 or?
SG-1, yeah, I've got them all.
How is? So it must be pretty good then, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
I'll tell you what, if that Stargate was a real thing, I bet you there'd be some crystals up around that thing running it, focusing their energy, right? And we're going to get deep in.
They found one, aren't they?
Where?
In Egypt,
I don't know.
That's why it was loosely based on that.
That they found a Stargate. I thought you were saying a crystal. They found a Stargate.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked into that?
Not a great deal.
No.
I should do.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
We've got that much things going at the minute.
Yeah, it's no big deal, man.
For one thing, and finding another.
Paul, you're telling me you haven't figured out how the stars and the sun work in the sky and how Mandela effects change in our reality yet? And now you haven't figured out where the Stargate's buried and who put it there? And you haven't figured out what happens after life, after death? You don't have it all figured out? What's the matter with you?
I know, I'm slacking on it.
Too much fucking Assassin's Creed, bro.
Yeah. Especially the origins, that's in Egypt.
The Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
So. Good. Now, we can talk about that. I know it's a video game and stuff, but there's a good reason to talk about it. You often post images from it that show all types of symbology, including the flat Earth, including why don't you tell people? It's your game. I haven't even played it.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, everyone's going to know what Assassin's Creed is. who are the creators of the assassins, and they're called Hidden Ones. Well, that's not the new one. There's another one coming out in a few months, but this time they're in Egypt. And a few of the DLCs, like, you know, the extra games, go into different countries, but quite near. But it's got everything in it. I've learned so much in that game. It's unbelievable. And you think of some of the things that I made up, and I've gone on to research and found out about the Brits. They talk about, like, pharaohs that, you know, kings that they cut off, like, death, you know, from history. Research and found them. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. They do put a lot of, like, just, it's just like, with, you know, the other media. Video games are still media. There's going to be some truth in plain sight, but...
And I can't remember, someone researched that. I think Ubisoft and MX have got Freemason links.
They have what links?
Freemason links.
Oh, Freemason links. Like the companies tied to Freemasonry?
Yeah.
Really? In what way? Because that sucks, because you know my favorite game, and that's a huge Ubisoft game, Splinter Cell, so...
Well, like I said, you've got the old Assassin's Creed and the Templars and all that in it. And this time, it's gone away from that.
Oh, you're saying the symbology in the game.
Yeah.
I get that. I thought you were saying the company itself. I thought you were saying the company, Ubisoft itself, like the owners had ties to Freemasonry or something.
Yeah, that as well.
Oh, okay.
I've not researched that. I was just, you know, now when I've shown these pictures to people of the game, and they said they posted something. I can't remember which mutual friend it was, and they said Ubisoft's got links to Freemasonry. You know, like people high up in the board type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy, huh?
But yeah, I recommend that game to anyone. It's full of flat earth stuff. It's full of stuff that. And it's very accurate.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, I found, I can't find where to put my research, but I did post it a while ago. There was like 33 dynasties. But only, like, our history only mentions 32 or 34. It's one of them. It's one either side. I can't remember what it was. But 33, then you've got the symbology there. It's just, honestly, it's just absolutely cram-packed with symbology.
Yeah, every time you show me something, I'm like, wow, man. I mean, they've even got, like, you know, didn't you post one that looked almost like a Hindu drawing of a flat earth with a dome the other day? Didn't you post something like that? Or was that not Hindu?
No, that's the Egyptian. That's not
Egyptian.
Queen of Night in the Sky. And that's flat earth. You know, that's the creation story.
Yeah.
And that's on the cave wall. You have to go in, pick something up, and it's right in front of you.
It's crazy, huh?
And then you've got, like, Thoth and the Tree of Life in his temple. You've got the Temple of Baal. We know what that is.
Temple of Baal, like as in the devil?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. That's just great.
So you've just got loads in it. You actually go, you like playing a game like that. You like stopping, you're looking around.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah.
You even do a tour on it. You know, like when you start up, I've not done it yet, but you start up, you go to your name type of thing on whatever platform, and it's got a virtual tour of everything that you can see.
You can just tour the map like as fast as you want, just fly around with the camera.
Yeah, it shows everything, Egyptian stuff in it and everything.
You could just fucking, man, I could just smoke a blunt and sit there for days and just...
You like that? Wasn't that great to see every time? Like, you're watching a game.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
I fell out with, like, the game, you know, the Assassin's Creed, they're all going, like, a bit rubbish-like type thing. But it just brought me back to it. Because the stuff in that you will not learn, even from research on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He says quotes, like he talks, he finds like papyrus places and he reads them out on the screen, like poems, and it's all flat earth.
Why do you think there's so much in that game? Like, why do you, okay, with the flat earth, you know, it's, there's a, there's, it's like one of the biggest secrets ever, obviously. And I'm not going to say ever because there's always more stuff to research. Like I said, what happens after we die? Who put us here and why? You can't just say the flat earth is the only truth. Why is the Mandela effect happening? All types of stuff. But do you think that it's a slow leak on purpose? Or do you think it's – what do you think it is? Why do you think there's so much in some of these games? Just because it's too hard to hide because there is so much flat earth truth prevalent in history and all the symbology. So when they're grabbing all this shit, it's going to pop up? Or do you think it's intentionally filtered in there for a reason?
I think it's all of the above. Because think about it, they're making the game. They can leave some things out because people's not going to research or they got that wrong because they'll just say, oh, it's a game. You know, they're not going to be. And actually says at the beginning, this is not factual, but it's fact. It's something stupid, like they contradict themselves from the beginning. These are based on true events, but it's unfactual type of thing. It's stupid. It's like really big contradiction straight away.
Yeah.
And the things in it, you just won't learn on the internet. It's stupid. You're learning all the time. I've played it for months. I've had it months, ages. And when I posted that thing about Sheshat the other day, it was like, who invented writing the woman? I went into a grotto and it came up, Sheshat's grotto, and I've played it so many times and not found that. There's a weird coincidence out there for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I want to get right into the crystal stuff. I want to preface it with this, guys. The reason that this is so important is, like we say, the Mandela effect, the flat earth, our collective consciousness, our lucid dreams, these all tie together. And a lot of the theories I have about what's going on as far as our collective consciousness and a lot of the theories Paul have, they really tied together quite nicely with crystals, and so does the flat earth. In many aspects, and we're going to get further into the flat earth stuff aspect of it, and whatever this place is that we live, we're going to get really deep into that. Probably Saturday we're going to do a show specifically on that, so we're going to tease that a little now. But you know, on two previous shows, we did like 3 hour shows, and about the second half of each show Paul kind of laid out,
we got that big thing for Saturday as well.
I just said that
we think it's big. Well, you didn't give, you know, you didn't hint enough that how.
Okay, you hinted then. Go ahead, tell them.
For anyone listening, I've come up with another theory. It seems to be coming up with a lot. I can't go too much into it, but it's what I've showed you, Brian, and one other prime, and you've said, wow, how like easy it isn't. It can account for a lot of things to do with Mason Day. I can't go too much in that without giving away the secret too much, but you've agreed. You've seen what I've sent you.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I thought a lot of the same things too. You know,
and you was like, and I've showed another person that everyone's been like wowed by it. That it does help with a few things, and like obviously I can't go into too much because I wanted to tell people before. I was like totally ready, so I didn't. Sure, so you had things to back yourself up to show people so you can understand it better.
Yeah, definitely. So with the crystals, you know, we did a couple shows on it. You know, we did Mandela Flat Earth first and we got into the crystals. And there simply just wasn't enough time. And, you know, Paul has a lot of stuff he wants to go through today. And a lot of people have been kind of really, really, really interested, Paul. But some of them have been kind of lost in the beginning process of it, would you say?
Yeah, it's like it is a lot of information to take on.
Yeah, so you know, why don't we get right into it and you know, kind of bring people up to speed a little bit, ease people into it, and bring them along. So the floor is yours, and I'm going to ask you some questions as you explain your theory. And any questions from the chat, guys? I'll try and do my best to relate to Paul. And after he gets the majority of what he needs to say out, we will open the phone lines if you guys want to call in, okay? So I'll make sure I put the number in when we open up. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, pardon me if everyone's watching that. I'll have my head down, right? So I've got all my notes here. I can remember a lot, but, you know, by detail. And what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to go through top to bottom, and then people can understand why I've come up with the said theory, which is not around my group. Brian's. I think you included him as well. And I've got a YouTube channel I've just set up with. There's some videos on there titled Crystal Theory. That's helped me to come up to this theory.
Yeah, and guys that are listening, when we're done, I know it's a lot of information to try and take in. We don't expect you to be writing this down, but Paul has typed a lot of this out along with images and everything, like he just said. And we do have a link that we can provide. Granted, you have a Facebook account. He's got a really long detailed post up there. So when we're done the show, it will be in the show notes and it will be in the chat.
It's very long. So that's what puts people off. So they need this.
Yeah, they need this. And, you know, just start them off with baby steps here and let's go all the way through, run the whole gamut. I mean, it's all yours.
All right, I'll start. How I got to this was that, you know, when you see videos on the internet of the stars, they look like they're underwater. But obviously, there's different images and different things. And I just thought, obviously, that looks like underwater. But why? I was trying to think out the box. And for some reason, I just clicked on a video on YouTube describing liquid crystal. I watched it. I looked into the liquid crystal, and that's all I looked into for a while. And I come up, and I was posting just on liquid crystal. And then I saw a documentary on Santos Bonacci's channel, and he mentioned the Tomes of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is spells crystal. So that was like a light lighting up on me. So then I looked into what's the connection with crystals with people, and this is what I've got now. I'll read out. Right, I'll start off with our body contains numerous line structures that are fundamental to the working of our organism. We stand up straight because our body has a skeleton made up of calcium phosphate crystals. We keep our balance thanks to calcite crystals found in the inner ear, and we chew the teeth made with apatite microcrystals. So you've got a few crystal links there, which I never knew. Right. We've just gone off then. Next one is, and to elaborate on the crystals in the ear, they're the amazing and unknown crystal in the human body, which is what controls the balance. We don't fall over because in our ear, these calcite crystals that fulfill the function to perfection. They exist in all vertebrae, like fish and stuff, fish have them, different things like that, and helps with sense of direction. And that's what's found in the inner ear. Right, and then it goes on to like approximately 65% of the bone mass of an adult is crystals. It's a hydroxyphate. And then I carry on and I go, our crystalline bone structure in general acts as an antenna. This is where I get a bit more deep into it. Our crystalline body structure in general acts as an antenna for all incoming and internal body vibratory energy and information, including direct thought from energy. It resonates with all levels of nutrient energy and in others received directly, like music, singing, chanting, or indirectly through EMF, transferred from the chakras. Down the incoming virtual energy. So everything's connected spiritual and everything like that. Right, I also went on to found about crystal in the DNA. Science does not recognize the 12 strands of DNA of human potential contained with the cellular material currently called junk DNA. The foundations of the human DNA are minute templates of crystallized frequency, that is electrotonal sound patterns and electromagnetic light spectra that magnetically through into crystalline form. So you've got your DNA, junk DNA that they say junk.
We have junk DNA. Yeah, just like there's endless space and all this shit. Okay. And that's another thing to make us feel insignificant, in my opinion. Sorry.
I mean,
junk DNA. Yeah, it's just like you have 90% junk DNA, so that means only 10% of it's good. Just like, you only use 10% of your brain, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, bullshit.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. It's crazy, bro. And you know what I want to ask you too before we go too far into this is, okay, we know that there's obvious – maybe not obvious, but we're discovering there's benefits to the crystals. You know, there's many people that use it for healing reasons and whatever. Is there a concerted effort by governments? I know that we talked about the sites, like the crystal caves, they would be very secure. Yeah. Most people just can't access them, and that would make sense if there's this, you know, what we think is going on. What about as far as just buying regular crystals in shops? Are they fake crystals? Are they real? If they're real, does the government regulate it at all? They just let it go through? Are there certain different types that you're not, you wouldn't be able to buy anywhere? Like, you know what I'm saying? How hard is it to obtain? Mm-hmm. How hard is it to a regular person to obtain crystals? Very hard, right? Because
I mean, you can go to quarries, get them. You can get them on eBay, but like I said, you're getting the minute little ones, and then you can get forgeries. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How would you know? How would you know?
I mean, like with quartz crystals, it's not supposed to have bubbles in, and if it's really too perfect, then you know there's a risk of it being glass. But like I said, for normal people, even me, unless you like chipped it off and then put it under a microscope, you're not gonna know.
So would you say, you would probably say that, would you say that hearing that what you said about Santos and Christ being crystal was the trigger point for you to get into this? Or you were already digging into crystals for a while and that was just another big step for you?
Just on the form of the liquid crystal being determinant. And then when you heard Santos say, like, the tones of Christ, which I'll go into further down, that's the tones of creation. It's more like Kara, Tarsala. You know, I'll get to that further on. And the actual tones spells crystal with a K.
Uh-huh.
So you basically, like, the tones of creation is a crystal. And that was like, when I first found Flat Earth, that was the first wow moment. To sit here, that the tones of creation, if you're spiritual and all that, spells crystal, Christ also, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like a point you brought up about the body, you know, the body having so much crystal in its structure, and I know you're going to get into it about it being in our heads and whatnot. So as we know, and I can't assume anybody has listened to the other show. So, you know, we know, crystal is a great thing for storing memory and can probably transfer. So to think that, you know, as our collective consciousness is increasing, and I believe we're all feeding off each other, we're all part of this great awakening, I think we basically feed off each other's energies in these days where it speeds up based on all of us. And with the flat earth, with the Mandela effect, I mean, this stuff is just avalanching and avalanching and avalanching. And you know, it is a spiritual thing, but if we have crystal in our body as like receptors, and you could see how this kind of ties in and how much easier it would be for us to, you know, maybe it's not just like straight up some form of like, you know, ESP type of thing that we can't explain. It is something we can't explain, but at least we can understand like how these signals could be bounced back and forth. And I have a theory, you know, I won't get deep into, but that the chemtrails, you know, not just to mask the sky, but they're also to block out this connection that we probably all have together. I just wanted to put that out there for people.
Yeah, that's what we said, didn't we? That it's blocking out. Because I'll get them a bit further down. You've got magnetic crystals in the brain. Right. Junk DNA. Basically, I was saying junk DNA is no junk. But instead of part of the heritage that we want, it, that led us back to the wholeness of our identity. It's a bit like we've all seen them, you know, X-Men. The mutant gene.
Yeah.
But they're just making it into a, you know, marble type of thing. You know, like telling in your face, like we've all got it, but, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Because what happened is, looking into this, I found something called the crystal gene. Now, obviously, some sites don't agree and some do, you know, it's wherever you get your information from. But the crystal gene is a primitive gene connected to our original beginnings that, once activated, keeps us on course toward our designated mission on Earth. Crystal gene is embedded in the DNA of enlightened individuals. Now, is this linked to me and Brian think called consciousness tunneling, which is why more and more people are seeing the Mandela effect? Because once you start to awaken, you're activating these crystals within.
Absolutely.
Is there some individuals are born, they're being activated, that's why you get, you know, more attuned people. and other people, you know, you have to just, you get it from researching, being more open-minded type of thing. And as we know, this is an important way that energy and information are transferred directly from the world cells through the body, through chakras, as well as through the pure cosmic energy. Everything's linked. I mean, like I said before, we have the magnetic crystals found in the brain called magnetite, which birds have, you know, to find, you know, directions to find where they mate and different things like that.
Yeah, that's how they get around. They have their own, that's how they have their sense of direction, right?
And we've just found that now in the brain. Well, not now, it must be like 5-10 years or so, but it's not even talked about much. But why is it there in the brain? If not to direct us to a certain place, like I believe.
Yeah, well, why is it there? If this, you know, we're meant to believe that we're here without a reason. Our bodies have junk DNA and parts of our brain for no reason. I'll tell you what, if there's crystal in us, there's a fucking reason. Like, when are we going to get past that idea that of randomness and things that are created without, like the sun and the moon, like that? Why would they be millions or hundreds of thousands of miles away? Like, there's no need for that. It makes no sense. Like, you know, everything has a purpose. Everything has intelligent design to it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I believe that too. I mean, it's stupid. It's like, do you like go around with crystals to make you out to be new age or a hippie?
Yeah. You're a hippie, yeah.
It's an intentional thing. I mean, the Bible, the church tried to make up crystals like you were like a witch and type of thing. It's just pathetic. It's just like they're going out the way to that should alert people that it's up to my mistake and why. And that's just like other bits that, you know, contribute to me theory, right? I'll carry on a bit. So structures are formed of mathematical, precise and orderly three-dimensional arrangements of atoms. This is the crystal lattice, which confers a high level of stability. Obviously, you know, it gives you your bones the strength and type of thing. There's a picture included of a slice of the bone. It just looks like a rainbow.
How much of the bone structure, percentage wise? So say you took my arm bone right here, right? How much percentage do you think?
65% of the body.
That's a lot. It's just 65. That's a huge amount. Now, how long has this been admitted by mainstream medicine or science? How long have they admitted that? Have they always admitted that our bodies have crystal in it, but they just kind of poo-pooed the idea and kept it to the side? Or have they just come out and admitted it recently as if it's a new discovery and they've been hiding it the whole time, but they have to admit it now?
It's like they've not even admitted it, but it's just, you know, one of the things that they sweep under the rug type of thing and say it's been out here. I've not heard many. There's not many people saying that we were made for crystals. You can find a few on YouTube, but some of the people in it saying it, they may look like idiots. You know what I mean? So there's not too many people, like, you know, like what we're made of crystals type of thing. So, right, where was he? All right, here we go. All I said that. Also, because crystals are unique colors, hardness, and physical, geometrical, and energetic properties. Gemstone crystals have an ability to absorb, reflect, and radiate light in the form of intelligent fields and stable energy that increases the flow of vital life force within the human physical and soul anatomy. By applying the stable energy of the crystal resonance in a complete and focused way, die functional energy systems, they holistically exhaust the balance. That's why a lot of people doing that Reiki healing and things like that. It's because all like crystals, especially quartz, they resonate, all things vibrate, but they vibrate to a certain extent that they're neither solid or a liquid, even though you can pick them up in the solid. It's crazy.
That is crazy. So they're not in any state, solid or liquid, and they're not gas. So they're just in between. Is there a simple layman's explanation how we can explain that to people, how it's possible? Because people probably can't wrap their head around it. Or is that something you really can't even explain yet? Because it's, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, I have it on a picture, but the best to show your quartz crystal, it says about the frequencies. They're just vibrating that much. They're neither a solid or a liquid. but you can pick them up and it feels solid. But it's just the frequency that they're on. I mean, you won't find, you'll probably find somewhere, and it's like they make it so complicated to understand.
Yeah.
But it's like they're in a state, they're vibrating that much when you pick them up. You appear solid.
Are there any demonstrations that you've seen with the ways one crystal reacts around another? I mean, what do they do? Like, is there some sort of, there's got to be something that you've that we've seen?
Yeah, there's loads. I mean, you got the effect of an effect that it's called piezoelectric. I've even included on my YouTube channel, and these people, they're not scientists or nothing, but they've just got crystals in the box. And there's more of them, but they just throw crystals in the box like that. And you don't see much, but you turn the lights out and start glowing.
So really?
It's amazing effect how crystals can create energy just by touching each other. And it's the force, it's like the pressure. That's what the piezoelectric means in like dumbed down version. You can create. I've got in the video where a man is just drilling into a crystal and you can see the sparks and the energy. So you can imagine on a grass scale if these things were touching. The video that I put onto my channel, I just labelled, doesn't it feel like thunder? It even sounds like it. The crystals hitting each other and you see the sparks coming out of lightning and thunder. It's amazing. Right. I'll carry on. Don't worry,
go ahead.
The process of how crystals form is why we can say that crystals are Mother Earth's DNA, because they contain the information on her development over thousands of millions of years, like a blueprint. That goes into, not my theory, but I theorise that at the centre, it depends if it's flat or not. I say it's called the matter, but still at the centre, because we don't know how far things go down. Mainstream science have come out and said that the core of the Earth is now crystal. I've not said it. It made me, in my research, I found that Atlantis said it had a crystal core, but I never found it until the last couple of weeks. And they did test with radio waves, and the flow was like, how they come to it was like the flow. You got back, you know, the wave coming north to south directly up, and they were a lot slower going the other way. And they said that is, the attribute of crystal.
Yeah. Now, we know that Mount Meru, for those that don't know, Mount Meru is what a lot of us tend to think is at the magnetic center of the Earth, at the true North Pole. And a lot of people say it's magnetite. Do you think it's crystals, magnetite? What do you think it's? What do you think is there?
Magnetite is crystal, so.
Okay, it's a form of crystal.
Yeah, it's a form of crystal. I think they did that as well briefly on shore. And I have Mount Meru and I have crystal. Also, not only did it say that it's a giant crystal core, it said there's a forest of crystals. So you've got the big, massive, giant one, and then you have a forest.
Well, you said when you they would drill into it, it would spark and create an energy, right? Could crystals be what's causing the aurora borealis?
You were going to say, I mean, I think people say it's electromagnetism, but that's, you can use that with crystals and noble gases and the shimmering effect. I've showed you pictures of liquid crystals and how they react to electric. It just looks like the aurora borealis.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm saying 100% crystal. I'm just showing you how liquid crystal looks like things, and it matches up. You can leave what you read and see. It's just a theory that I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I was going to say something about that. Yeah, I mean, what was on about the crystal core while I'm here, I believe it's like a library, the hard drive of the Earth.
That would make sense.
About it, we say we have the forest. Where's this forest connected? Goes everywhere. So you talk like the veins go everywhere to the surface. You know what I mean? how that's how stuff's passed, energy, consciousness. Could it be a soul passing on? Who knows? Getting up to spirituality then, which obviously just my theory. But it's amazing to think that I've never heard of this, but I started researching it.
Yeah, you seem like you're learning more and more every week about it, honestly.
Yeah, I'm researching other things to set my mind off it. And that's linking to this.
Yeah. Well, then again, that's how everything ties in together. Everything ties in together. Like, I tell people all the time, like, especially with the topics I look into and this, it's like they're all so important and they all tie together. And it's only going to be advantageous of you to look into multiple topics because you're going to see things in a different way from a more complete view. Almost like people that work at NASA, for instance. They don't see the whole program, so they don't get the whole story because they're compartmentalized. You know, I'm building an engine, you're doing this, you're making whatever, and my engine, I'm not getting on it and going to space. So it's kind of like that.
I mean, it's like the crystals, they're not just going up, they're going sideways, they're reacting to the copper, those things. You know what I mean? There's different crystals do different things. But it's like you've seen on Facebook many times. You know, the people do grounding.
Yeah, like bare feet on the ground. Yeah. Grounding, sun gazing.
What you connect there? They call it grounded. What you're grounding to? Obviously, the energy from Mother Earth.
Yeah.
From the crystal core. You've seen the video, like I've said many times. There's no trees on flat Earth. Where they state that. Oh, there's miles and miles and miles of crystal. Like, where you think caves are? Were crystal. Where it's connected. For some things, you just have to take on faith. And it's like I said, once you read it and go through it, some of the things do resonate with you.
Have you been in touch with anybody in any types of communities that are, you know, really heavy into this? Have you talked to anybody else about your research that would – is there anybody in the field like that, you know, you respect their research and you've talked to them? Not that you need to. Your research stands for itself. I'm curious, like, what type of people are out there?
I've just had brief chats, you know, with Joey. Have a chat and different things. But no one, like I said, there's only apart from a few, because I got really, really ridiculed from the true community over this theory.
Of course. That's why we're the black sheep of Flat Earth. Of course you did. I'll get ridiculed for everything I bring up, too. If you go past saying there's no curve, there's no spin, you go past saying, you know, for all these events, I'm not even going to go down the line. But, yeah, it's the ridicule, it's really got to stop. So how are we going to have these open conversations? I'm going to tell everybody that's listening right now, this is all new to me. I've only been seeing this for a couple months, and I've been listening to everything you say. I've watched as many videos as I can that you sent me. I haven't gone too deep into it, but I respect your work, or I wouldn't have you on the show. We talk about things all the time, and like I said, I don't have to agree with everything you say. You don't have to agree with everything I say, and that includes you being on my show. You don't have to come on here, and I don't have to agree with you. It's great. People come on all the time, and we disagree, but we don't fight, you know? Yeah, no, it's fine, dude, because we can disagree on things, and then, you know, that's how tough questions get asked, and that's how you fine-tune your argument or your presentation, you know?
It's like what I said to you before, come on, like you play devil's advocate. Because you need it, you know what I mean? You're not like that, how you say, bust me balls type of thing. You just want to ask questions that you think people in the chat might want to ask.
Yeah.
Right, where was it now? We're in, like, crystals, then the five elements of creation, earth, fire, water, and the ether, which obviously a lot of people who know Tesla obviously know what the ether is. Quartz crystal has the same structure and is part of the five platonic bodies from which all matter arises, like the shapes. I've included a picture in that. They resonate with the universe and have geometric forms. Geometric shape is responsible for the distance of energy. Crystal contains a measurable electrical charge. I've included a video on the channel, a fella, you know, with the electric tester.
Yep.
And he just got things out of the garden or the beach, and he just taps them, and they create an electric charge. Shred, just touching electric charge. So you've got possibilities of free energy. While I was on to Tesla, I found a quote from him, I don't know off the art, but he basically saying, like, about the crystal is everything living. You know what I mean? Everything living is crystal. Right, I'll carry on. Alright, crystals are carriers of information. This with anchoring the light body is the Earth's crystalline matrix, which is ley lines and these things that could be the firmament, which I believe supports the reception of new light frequencies, allowing for conscious evolution. And this is what we've touched on, consciousness tunneling. If you think about it, that once we evolve, turn these crystals on, we're resonating at a certain frequency. You walk down the street or talk to anyone on the phone, they're still receiving this frequency, and they're picking up, they're achieving a bit like a Wi-Fi hotspot. You know what I mean? They're just picking up it, and they're going away, and they're switching coming out. They're talking, oh, guess what? I've just talked to Joe, you know, about the Mandela effect or Flat Earth, and that gets them thinking. These things help to turn people on, even if they don't want to. It all helps to get consciousness to the next level. A rare form of quartz crystal called sentient plasma originated in the wild, but also from the function of the quartz in the body, and with this plasma from the Van Allen, I believe the Van Allen belt, it is basically feeding the firmament with plasma, which helps to create, the energy for it and, the crystals. To put it very simply, plasma is an ionizing gas, a gas in which sufficient energy is provided to free electrons and atoms and molecules, allowing both species, ions and electrons to coexist. The funny thing about this is that as far as we know, plasmas are the most common state of matter in the universe. They are even more common here on Earth. So, do you know what I mean? You're seeing, the essence of, what beating, uses energy. Right, the next bit I've just labelled crystals and energy. Now, in order to understand the next part of this, you need to understand energy. Energy is life, it is everything. And itself is everything. Our cells are alive, but long energy in them. A blade of grass, the air we breathe, made up of tiny atomic particles that oscillate, which we all know everything's vibrating. And we all have energy. Even like Gloria was on about the other day, even the wood on the table still has oscillating particles, all of course very minuscule.
Yep, exactly.
Energy moves constantly. It moves things around us and moves the effect lattice structure. Energy is able to move through it easily and quickly. That's why they're using computers. I even include that in this in a minute. But as far as move, it transforms into harmony. Imagine a guitar out of tune. When you strum it, the sound makes isn't pleasant. This is energy that is not in a harmonious state. Like when you're feeling agitated or anxious, tuning a guitar makes a big difference to the sound. When it gets strummed properly, it's down correct to tuning. People are harmonious. The crystal is in effect is able to take energy out of tune and puts it back into the environment naturally and in tune. Some crystals are kind of absorb energy, like tourmaline. You think about all these crystals on Earth have a purpose. And then when you get really down into research and you see that harp, if everyone knows, is at all the spiritual locations on the ley lines. They're in Australia in the Uluru Urge Rock, they're in Peru, the Nazca Lines. You have them in England, near Stonehenge, they're everywhere. So if people think, there's earth or weather circulation, which they can be, but I believe there's earth to disrupt this frequency that's coming from Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And us. Energy comes back. If they're blocking that with chemtrails, poisoning the food, using heart to send a frequency that's disrupting us, it could make you more aggressive as a person.
And that's one of the things about HARP that I think is probably true, that they are using those frequencies to make people in a different state of mind, more aggressive, more anxious, because it's very hard for you to make tough decisions when you're in that situation. It's the same reason that they use the fear propaganda on us all the time. That's why they do all these fake events. It's to keep you in a state of fear and keep you to feel the need for their protection when you really you don't need the fear or their protection.
Exactly. It's like they're going out the way to stop people from the consciousness evolving. I mean, I don't know how far back you're going back to myth and lore. That's when we was more spiritual. Our consciousness was alive. We could do it. We had more powers. You know,
that's what they're afraid of more than anything. I mean, it's not just this truth coming out or that truth or people letting you know that the world is flat or NASA's fake or 9/11 was a hoax or any of this stuff. What scares them the most is collectively all these things together making our awareness and our conscious awakening is what they really need to block, because out of everything, okay, sure, they control the media and all this, and we know how to use their tools against them. We use this against them. Yeah, it fires back. They ban me, all types of shit. They censor us. But we still use their tools against them, too, as best as we can within the confines of their system. But the one thing that they can't control – well, they can. They have been for a long time. They've been controlling most people's minds. That's how they keep everybody indoctrinated. It's how they keep everybody enslaved in jails without bars. That's basically what this is. It's a jail without bars. Now, if they lose a hold of that and they don't have – and everybody's consciously aware, and then we're all making all these connections. And whether it's – I don't want to say subconsciously because we're talking about conscious and it's the bad word. But let's just say it's, you know, without you realizing it that you're making these connections and we're feeding off each other's energies, or you actually come on here and physically get in front of the camera and go on a live video and talk with people, we're still making those same connections intellectually. Yeah. And they can't take that away from us. And once we compound all of us together and we get it rolling, that's what they're really scared of a lot now. And that's what's really happened in the last few years.
I said to you last time, if you think about how many times do you think of a family member or a close friend and they ring on the phone?
Yeah.
Or text. It's because what happens is you're on the same frequency as family and friends. So it's like a link. So you can pass anything on a link. And that's what they don't want you to do. They don't want it to be a coincidence. They want to blame everything on coincidence.
They don't everything. And I'm so done. I'm so done with – I was going to do a show on that. I am just so done with coincidences, dude. They went out the window a long time ago. I mean, they might exist, but, I mean, it's very, very rare. It's usually not a coincidence. There's a reason. I mean, coincidence. Yeah, coincidentally, three towers came down from two airplanes, but, you know, third one didn't get – it's coincidence. Everything's a coincidence. It's like, oh, drives me nuts. Right. I hate that word. Yeah, go ahead.
Others focus energy like quartz. It's able to focus positive energy through its points in the direction it's placed. Yet others are able to diffuse energy like rose quartz, constantly send out positive energy. So when we apply this knowledge of crystals and structures, how energy moves through them becomes positive, harmonious. We can begin to explore just how it affects us. And that's what they don't want. They don't want you to realize what you can do. I mean,
no. Well, of course not. They want to limit your potential with everything.
Definitely. I mean, how long has energy's been passing through crystals? For like forever. So that's what I was saying. It's like the big one is the library, the hard drive, and then your knowledge of energetic living. Is that from God? It's creator. Whatever your belief, I believe in the creator, and that is a part of Earth. Mother Earth that's alive, ecosystem. Could your consciousness, your soul get transferred through this giant crystal and then moved up through the route to, you know, when you're born or different things like that? That's just, I'm just thinking out loud then. Right, there is no dispute that, I mean, you talk about water. Frozen water makes ice, ice crystals, sand, that's basically quartz crystals crushed up. So you have it everywhere. Did you know that water can perform the same functions as quartz crystal? I believe that's where the next tech is, in water. Sounds that, but it's got memory. It's generally understood that crystals have the ability to receive radio signals. Water does too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we know that water can also carry a big charge too, with all the saline in the water and everything.
Everything's there for the a purpose. I mean, some people going off topic slightly, that why do we have so much water and most of it is salt water?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to tell people when they want us to, you know, get into explaining the tides. I mean, we're not really sure how they work, but there's a whole other facet that people aren't looking into, where if there's this electromagnetic connection with the earth and the water is very good conductor of it with the saline in it, and then we also notice that the tides don't affect fresh water, which doesn't have the saline in it, well, there's obviously some form of connection there. We might not have it figured out, but we're working on it. We're not going to tell you just some lie because that's what NASA does. We're working on it. We don't know yet. Yeah, all the time. You know what I mean? We don't know.
We might know Saturday.
Yeah, we might know Saturday. By Saturday, we might know, so stay tuned.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I believe it's the biggest. This is big, but this thing's coming on Saturday. I'm so excited about. This is
basically Paul,
negative. What's that?
No, I was just going to say, do you care if we take a quick 3-minute break and come right back? I don't want to throw you off rhythm, though. Like, is now a good time? Would it be all right? Yeah. All right, guys, just stay tuned. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio, and we'll be back in literally 3 minutes. So everybody get a drink, and thanks for listening, and we'll be right back. These are the tales, the silly tales. These are the tales NASA likes to tell. They've been enslaving mankind all this time, and we all know they'll be going to hell. See, I made up my mind when I was 33. I ain't with all the shit that they're feeding to me. I've been a slave for life. It don't feel right. People are in awe when Neil drops his mic. Many aren't just trolling. They're showing like Rogan. But a higher power above has more hope for us, man. NASA bitches running space have so much greed. How is it possible that the public can't see? All Globies do is bits, they never have any facts. Curvature don't exist and there's no stellar parallax. It's always flat at sea, and that's a fact. So what, we might not have the best map. It was 2014 when I first heard this flat earth stuff. 4 years deep and I really have learned so much. They're always doing CGI in the space station. A graphic artist is Rob Simmons' occupation. Tools fool zombies when they want how they want to fool. The Jesuits and Masons influence all that we learned in school. I used to believe in the spinning globe. Didn't know the sun was near and the stars were close. Now we got long range pictures. What the men trying to say, it's not a legit image. They're just a blatantly lying bitches. They forgot the blast crater on the Apollo set. Neil Armstrong still won't swear on the Bible yet. So if you ever see a silly ISS outer space feed, don't believe those fakers are in anti-gravity. They simply aren't telling us the truth, folks. NASA is a friggin' Freemasonic joke. To them, galaxies are a dime a dozen, making up shit and no one can challenge them. And fuck Bill Nye and that crying box bitch. Brian's in the house with this hardcore truth of shit. We're not on a spinning pair. There's no curvature anywhere. We're not on a spinning pair. Ain't no satellites way up there. NASA's fake actors, they love to shill. Neil deGrasse Tyson, tell me how do you feel when you lie to us, so your masters keep us blinded. Looking for a curve, but you can't find it. On a globe, man, how we see Venus at night. Come on the broadcast, always lying about our life. Who you work for, is it the Masons or the Jews? Or the Vatican Jesuits saying, how can I serve you? Can't stand your whiny bitch, bald ass Joe. How about when Pistain Beard Trevor was on his show? Chills and more. Might deceive some, but you won't mislead me though. NASA is full of friggin' green screens. 50 milli every day, jerseys from every team. I know I said it before, the Earth don't spin. And all the pics of Earth from space are blatant CGI, man. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here today with my guest, Paul Knight, again. And we're getting into we're getting into a few things today. We started off with a bunch of Mandela effects. We dabbled in a little bit of Flat Earth, which we might address again at the end if we have time. We got through some big MEs, and we're getting into Paul's crystal theory, which he's kind of laying out for everybody because there's been a lot of interest in it lately. We just kind of needed to bring people through some of the early steps of it. And for everybody that's been listening along, this will obviously be archived up on the site. It'll be on my main channel because it is airing on The Real News Online on YouTube, my backup, because I am on a 90-day ban. So be sure to sub this channel and my main channel, Brian S. Stavely. And I will put Paul's link to the Black Sheep of Flat Earth for his Facebook group and his YouTube channel that he's starting. I'll link those in the description. But besides all that, Paul, if you want to carry on.
Also, if you're a member of your Facebook group, The Real News Online, if you hashtag Crystal Theory, it should come up.
Okay, it's in my group too? I thought it was just in yours. It is in mine?
No, I thought it's yours and hashtagged it there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so guys, if you just put the little hashtag logo like in the group search and just put Crystal Theory as one word, it'll bring the post right up. If anybody doesn't know what my Facebook group is, it's in the show notes for every show. So at the end of the show, just look in the description. I think I might already put it in there. Just look in the description and the links will be in there to get the Facebook page, the other YouTube channel, the website, Paul's links, and everything else.
Right, so I kind of got like,
he's turned around and gave me a shit-eating grin. I'm like, you're like,
My notes seem to go on forever. I keep adding to them each week, you know what I mean? I'm on about negative energy in our environment now, how that's linked, you know, affects us. In the environment level, we need to take into consideration the current state of lifestyle, the waste of pollution, you know, with the skies, earth and water, not good for our health and the state of energy around us. We're living in demanding times. We juggle a million things every day from one to the next. We never seem to have enough time, basically, how they want it. They do, you have free time. You can think. That's why they're trying to keep everything at a fast-paced level. Everything is electronic and designed to make our lives faster. Cell phones, instant messaging, cars, television. All of this has a negative impact on our personal environment. We are bombarded daily with negative energy. This is why a lot of people have crystals in the house to try and alleviate this. Like the new, you know, the meters.
Smart meters?
Yeah, they do smart meters. And obviously you'll have 5G as well now.
Yeah.
Another thing that's made to unstabilize us.
That's popping up everywhere, huh?
Before. Yeah. So it's like basically another zoo in a zoo. Like a quarantine. You know, if you people are getting out more conscious, the consciousness is evolving. We're starting to see things with different, like we said with Mandela, we're seeing things now quicker, more consciousness. Is this 5G another way to subdue us because heart's not working? You know, it's just, that's just a thing that.
No, it's a whole nother topic, yeah.
Yeah. So I think is emitting electromagnetic smog, that's just a. Another type of radiation. It's not enough to burn you, what you can see, but it does other things, as we know. And then I was talking about a sentient plasma crystals work with our molecules to raise our frequency and therefore our consciousness. We get to the opportunity to view our lives differently. That's why I look at these are quite rare. I know they're everywhere, but they're quite rare to find, to buy sentient plasma crystals to enhance thinking and different things like that. Now, this is what we're on about near the beginning. The origin of the word crystal. Also, Christ derived from crystal, and then it's got an S, which is like crystal la. The word that derives from the seven audible tones of creation, which is ka, ra, ya, sa, ta, la, la, and maya, I pronounce it. So it's crystal la. Broken down and changed through oral tradition into words Christ, which became Christ, and the Allah, which became Allah. And then they're just going about like where you can find the origins of crystal. The English word crystal comes from the Greek word crystallos, meaning ice. And it's or not, the Greeks, how they found crystals high in the mountains and they used them because they believed in the properties. Every nation did. And like I said, I just wonder about that. Also, that idea, I don't know if I touched on that, we have the same type of crystals in urea are found in the pineal gland. Now, most researchers and truthers will know the pineal gland is where we set our alignment, is like a frequency to God, or, you know, it's that's where a lot of the core power comes from, the pineal gland. And we have them crystals that we use for balance and direction. So is that the type of thing it's doing in the pineal gland, you know, helping us to search and balance us out? I mean, you got stuff in the... Here we go. Science and crystals is the next bit. Some of you might not be aware. I didn't. Why? Reason. The ancient Greek Pythagoras of the 5th century BC that some with a gigantic crystal ball, like a lens, you know, a focal crystal. It discovered ambient light off the surrounding cosmos and refracted it back to Earth. I'm not going too much onto that, but you'll know on Saturday.
Oh yeah, definitely, because that leads right into what we're gonna do up on the weekend. So
yeah, and it's something that I stumbled on just doing my normal research for the crystals, which is amazing to be honest. Science, you can either believe it or not, pinch of salt if science is telling the truth on different things. Well, there's a thing called the expensive now called quantum tunneling. And this is a quantum mechanical phenomenon where particle tunnel through a barrier that it can't get through.
And we've mentioned this before many times, so we can elaborate on this a little bit. I mean, this is what we believe the sun, we might have this type of connection with the sun as well. And this may be why we can't ever get its apparent location, because it may be in one place, more than one place at a time, literally. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what our theory was, it's quantum tunneling. Basically, it's it's everywhere. That's what basic quantum tunneling is. You know, like, you're in so many different places, and you know, it's very subject. But also, that I've included in this, in the pictures, that the light that we get from the sun is supposed to go, you know, the rays, X-ray, the X-ray, the ultraviolet, you know, you're going on down the different lights. That's supposed to go through our eyes and hit our pineal gland.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to react with these crystals in like that piezoelectric way of vibrating, creating energy. So you think about it, it's just like when it's sunny on a whole, you generally feel more happier, don't you? And then when it's raining, you feel down, and that's just because you're not getting these rays. And they don't mention that to you. So, but what I was going to jump back onto what I was on about, quantum tunneling. They're doing experiments now using crystals, funnily enough, by sending water through crystals that are such process of quantum melt, a phase transition in quantum mechanics. And they're trying to break through what I believe crystal firmament is using this technique. Right, they're trying to, it's like the stages of time travel in a sense. That's what quantum tunneling is. Because you can get through any barrier. So they're working on to get through a barrier.
A barrier as in the firmament?
Yeah, that's what I believe. So, yeah, I mean, why actually use crystals? They could use a different thing, but they're specifically using crystals and trying to pass through crystals. Also, the making, this is crazy, time crystals. And this is just what I wrote down at the time. Time crystals are the things that physics has dished up in recent months because they point to a whole new world of non-equilibrium phases that are entirely different from anything science has studied in the past. For decades, we've been studying matter such as metals and insulators that are defined as being in equilibrium state, which where all the atoms and materials have the same amount of heat. Now, it looks like time crystals are the first example of hypothesis. but unstudied non-equilibrium state of matter. And they could revolutionise how we store and transfer information via quantum systems. So they're working to make things quicker. You know, like we say, physicists have put together a blueprint for how to make and measure time crystals, a bizarre state of matter, an atomic structure that repeats not just in space but in time, allowing them to maintain oscillations without energy. So, you know, why are they experimenting with these crystals to do them on the fake space station?
Mm-hmm.
That's an experiment they've been doing up there. I mean, you think about it now, the TV, your computer, everything, yeah, it's got crystals in it, and you create images. Why not on a bigger scale?
Mm-hmm.
In crystals, the ability to transform the energy and how we communicate through computer chips. This is what I get onto now. Crystals and IBM. Now, obviously, okay. You know, IBM was like the first pioneer of computers.
Yeah, of course.
But this is what I didn't know. A famous scientist from IBM, Marcel Vogel, spent a large part of his life researching the mystery of crystals and the question, do crystals really work? While watching crystals grow under his microscope, he noticed that the solidified crystal seemed to take the shape of what he was thinking about at the time. Supposedly, he's filmed this.
That's crazy. If that's filmed, I mean, we'd have to look
and
at that.
This is him saying it. It's not like I'm making it up. These are like from back. Right. The transformation of the thought into reality was later videotaped again in his laboratory. This was one of the first pieces of scientific evidence to show the metaphysical power of the mind manifesting itself into a physical form. Basically, he was thinking things, looking through the crystal, and they were changing to whatever he was thinking. This was one of the, I've said, another example is Dr. Amorto's research on how thoughts affect the energy of water. And that's a famous scientist that come up with love and hate and force and how they affect water and rice and different things. But you can get the experiments. Just type in Dr. Amorto. Basically, as we know, love and hate and things like that are actually...
There's a lot of people that have actually done that rice experiment, and it does seem to work.
Yeah. Right, I'll just go past him. Another example, I've said him, the human body consists of 70 to 80% silicon dioxide and water. Quartz crystal is also a combination of silicon dioxide and water. Both quartz crystal and water have a similar hexagon geometry.
Mm-hmm.
Vogel hypothesized, whatever it is, that there is a constant assembling of bonds between molecules in these solids, which cause them to vibrate. He did many other tests to establish a quartz crystal can in fact store thoughts, very similar to the way magnetic media like tape, the use of record sound, the vibrations inside the crystal mobilize the mental energy within. I found out more interesting information in regard to the crystal firmaments. And the human crystal theory is in regard to IBM and Vogel have just what it was is his research, and he did 27 years. He received numerous patents for inventions for his hard drive and different things. But what happened was, and he's also got a Vogel cut crystal, which is what he used in IBM and the computers. And what he used was, he said he had a premonition or a vision type thing. The cut, the facet, which is just a cut on a diamond or a crystal, the faces basically, we call them facet. He used the tree of life. You know what I mean? Which should set alarm bells off you for research. You know how significant that is. And then I start talking about the basis. This is conjecture. And this is about what I believe Atlantis. And they had through my research, you know, all myth and, like I said, crystal. Atlantis had these crystals were safe from destruction. Now you are offered the memory of why such magnificent crystal beings offer you so much expansion, the sacred completion, advice to all. And basically, it was talking about how the quantum crystalline field, you know, covered the earth. and Atlantis was a golden time, you know, because it was so advanced. And they had things called the polar fields and crystal satellites. Throughout Atlantis, power grids, crystals called posers, were triangulated and connected through an alloyed gold copper rod under a spherical dome that could be aligned to receive specific stellar and gravitational and energetic waves. This was used to power homes, office buildings. You're talking a bit similar to what Tesla was trying to do.
And I know how long ago was that, your ideas about Atlantis? How many years?
I mean, you're talking about like the Great Flood. Some say that's 10,000 to 15,000 years ago. Every culture on Earth agree that it happened. There's proof of it have happened. So when is this? Before then? Was that there is in this type of field that they went to war, and that's what caused the Great Rift to open. Other people believe it was God, you know, sending damnation down and created, you know, the Great, you know, Flood, Ark of Noah. So they all have similar, like, not spin-offs, like, their theory matches that, but not in a God way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does.
And this is what, this is just through research. The poser system was received in each structure by receiving crystal units of various sizes. The poser system was also able to receive specialized refracted light and feed into the late energy systems using different types of things. So they're connected and then use the ley lines, you know, to shoot energy off. And that's why you still see in places like Egypt, like different things like the monoliths, the obelisks. And that's now basically said, even mainstream saying that's a way that they use to use energy.
With the obelisks as like a lightning rod? Almost like a lightning rod? Yeah.
You know, it's resonating. I mean, this is like conjecture, so this is not facts for anyone listening.
Yeah. No, but conjecture's fine.
Yeah. This is what led me to look about the crystal core. Because he's mentioned it, and then the mainstream science are saying we have it. So then you're thinking, well, what else is this? Is this correct? So I've said they use it for an energy system, crystalline, like conductive earth currents to raise the frequency in a semi where electromagnetic plasma field to create, you know, benevolent energy capable of retaining all these frequencies. And this is what we talk about briefly. They reckon a great crystalline satellite reflecting the secondary of Atlantis floated above the skies and received amplified and reflected the fine force field back to Earth. And this is some people are thinking, is that what the moon is? Because it's see-through, basically. You know,
it's certainly see-through in my book. I don't care what anybody says. The moon is not solid, in my opinion. It's transparent, at least.
And that's why they can't use it anymore, because it got damaged. And they basically had, I'm not going too much into it, they basically had temples and they had healing and they used them for different things. They go into, listen to this, like the uses of crystals. They use them for physical and emotional healing and rejuvenation, sound and music, and crystalline music instruments, which we know crystals can create sound. Meditation, which is an obvious one. Amplification of mental capacity and information download. You've seen many films that star Superman, how he keeps all the memories and things on the...
In the crystal, it activates his whole palace. His palace at the North Pole.
I can't hear any sound. Can you hear me?
Oh, my bad. My fault. I muted because the dogs were barking. I didn't want them to be barking when you're talking. No, I was saying he used the, not just for memory, but the crystals ran his whole palace, and they ran everything on Krypton, and it was his base in the North Pole.
It made me think about Wizard of Oz, the Emerald Castle thing, crystal. So they did all that, sound of music, said meditation. Are we still coming through?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said I can't hear myself this time, so... It must be you muted it. As long as I'm coming through.
Oh, so you said earlier you had a little bit of feedback, and now you have it again, right? Talk. Let me see if you have it.
Yeah, it's just come.
So that means my volume's too loud on my headset. No, it's my volume on the headset that I need to keep that lower in the future. Okay.
It's for a minute. That's why I thought I wasn't talking.
It's because I muted, and now I bet you if I lower my headphone volume, it's probably feeding back into my microphone, and that's probably why you, but nobody else, was hearing anything like that. But hey, yeah. you learn as you go. Okay.
Like I said, it's not coming through as much. That was better. It's still there, but not as bad as it was. So I was like, you hear myself talk.
Yeah.
And it's still there a bit. I'll carry on. I know them. These are all about meditation, you know, the crystals you thought, teleportation, telekinesis with the hyperdimensional tunnel networks. I think we're getting to it. Libraries, storing records and other knowledge, much like a computer, which we know crystals are used for. Creation of higher energy fields for use in factories, increase of plant growth, farming and agriculture. This is what they're doing now. You can research the, I think it's called Project ARC, and they're using crystals to grow plants better. I think it's called ARC Crystal Experiments.
Mm-hmm.
Weather control, isn't that fun? Natural energy communication, power transmission. Crystals have the ability to transfer energy to retain it and maintain its intensity to focus and transmit it over a great distance. And then you get into things like sky blue glass, Libyan glass that they don't know where it come from, but it's near where the Great Rift. Some call it the Great Rift, some call it the Milky Way.
Yeah.
They reckon that's where the flood came from. And the heavenly water. Now, this is where we get near the end now. And some people think, thank God. But, you know, we're here.
No, well, everybody came here to this show for a lot of information tonight. It's not the normal, you know, it's a little different. It's, you know, a lot of heavy information for people, but this is what we've been wanting to do for a while on this topic, and now we'll have
people
it.
People have asked, just to kind of go through it, and you've answered a few questions, like, that's me, we might ask some more in a minute. But Bibles, it's mentioned in the crystals are mentioned in the Bible about 17 times. And I'll read them out now. Ezekiel, over the heads of the living creatures, the likeness of an expanse was spread. It gleamed like awe-inspiring crystal. He's talking about the crystal firmament, which that's where, you know. The area before the throne is something like a sea of glass, clear as crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis, and God made the firmament and divided the waters under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And so it would be, this is where the firmament bit comes in. Revelation, and before the throne was something like a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the center and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. And then you've got Isaiah. Moreover, I will take your battlements of rubies and your gates of crystal and your entire wall of precious stones. Crystals certainly are beautiful objects, for they were created by God. Portions of God's glorious heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, this is from the Bible, will be constructed from crystal. In the Bible, Revelation, it shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third, oh God, I won't pronounce this, chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. So it's mentioned all through the Bible. And what I finished on was that, just like mainstream science said, we crawled out the primordial soup. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And then from the evolution, we know evolution is wrong, if you're the truther. But there is some articles, it's just not all come out that state that science, that 90% of animals appeared at the same time.
Yeah.
So that should make you think.
That just happened.
9 out of 10 yeah. ones appeared like that. And that's made Shape Science, who like to get behind Charles Darwin, who was a Freemason, are saying 90% of animals appeared at the same time.
Seems like 90% of the animals appeared in the last fucking month to me. With rainbow colors and shit.
Oh, rainbow ones.
Wings, cats, and man. Included. Crazy.
But that's done with.
Hey, do you have a Wu-Tang Clan shirt on? Did I just see that? Nice. I didn't think you listened to the Wu-Tang Clan. That's awesome. Oh.
Listen to everything.
Oh, I used to love the Wu-Tang Clan. That's awesome. Well, we don't have that many live people today because, like I said, we just did it on a whim and everybody's at work.
Yeah.
But there are a fair amount of people on Facebook and there's a few people at our YouTube thing. Do you want to field any phone calls if anybody does want to call in?
If anyone wants to phone in, let them phone in. I'll answer what I can.
Yeah, if you guys want
to. Now, you yeah. give them links to.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, you'll have all the links for after the show. You'll be able to reach me and Paul easily. We're going to do another show Saturday where we're going to get into more about night and day and how they might work and stuff like that. I don't want to say too much.
I mean, but yeah, it's a lot to take in this. But I've just found this research. I thought, doesn't really the firmament look like liquid crystal? Basically, it's like a TV. You can display any image you want on a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Why not up there? Why have we got the same stars? Not moved or you know,
yeah,
liquid crystal, as I've stated, that it can be a gas, it can be liquid, it can be solid,
yeah. And just so people that are new to hearing me and you talk, we're not saying that it's a TV screen like a person put there, like a simulation or anything like that. We don't, you know, it's just, you know, the creator probably put it there, it's probably been there since the beginning. That would be my opinion, but I mean, of course, that's speculation, but that's where my research would take me to lead, and obviously yours, you know, that's just
for
what
sure,
it is.
Yeah, like I said, it's just a lot of things resonate with people once they read it. It makes sense that you didn't know it was like crystal, and it all makes sense when you think about how our consciousness is evolving, because more and more people now, you've seen it everywhere, the one truth or whatever they research, that still turned the switch on. And it just has a cascading effect with various other people.
Yeah, as it should. Sorry, the dogs are flipping, so I'm muting my mic. Yeah, I'm muting the mic for a second. So you're on.
But, yeah, so that's what I just got to. That's how I started. I just wanted to think of something different. People are always stating in the flat earth and the truth. What it is, glass, whatnot, but they don't actually go into it like me. So I just thought, well, what can I do? You know, I don't like to follow and take information off people without research. Well, hey, I'll go and have a look. It looks like just type near enough the best ones channel. And the things that you can do with them, as soon as you like add electric to them, like the Aurora Borealis. I don't know if I've got that on because you can't put pictures on, but on my Facebook, I've showed pictures where they had crystals under the microscope and I put a picture of the stars and they're near enough identical. So, you know what I mean? It's just something for else you just think about if you didn't have enough to think about. I was just researching different things and every time I was researching something, I seen crystal. And we only like, what me and Brian do, we just bounce ideas back off each other. Some he texts in, some he just, you know, he's saying, oh my God, what's he going on about now? But, you know, he always needs a soundboard, and that's what we did. Are you anything to say why you got me muted, why you're muted? Turn it back on. I don't know if anyone's actually hearing me, but yeah.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I lost my mic.
I can't hear him. He's got me. He's muted his mic. I don't know if you're listening to me or him, but Yeah. I have a Facebook group, Black Sheep of Flat.
You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, carry on. I'm going to finish fixing my mic. It got disconnected. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, because I didn't seem to fit in, I come up with different theories. You know, some I evolve into other things, like this thing we're coming upon Saturday. But they do have substance. You know, you can pick flaws in anything. But, you know, more and more people are looking at it and it makes sense to them. Well, have you fixed it? Yeah.
Yeah, just up back now. Sorry about that. That's my fault. I got up to go and try and silence the dogs and I unplugged my mic. it's been a rough day.
Bit of weird, Dan. Things not working, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy that I couldn't just get you in the hangout earlier. That was crazy. And now I got to feed you through this secondary way.
It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if it's your device or if it's the hangouts, because you were using a different device this time than the last show, right? You said.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had the same problem with Mike.
I did, but I forgot to ask him if he was using a different device, so I got to go back and ask him that. I'm not sure. Not sure. But for everybody else, it worked. So, yeah, guys, sorry we had a little technical issue in the beginning, but that'll be cut out of the replay, so all good. We won't keep on that. What else, Paul, on the crystals? You?
I'm on little things now, but I've not included in that. But
yeah.
We briefly talked about piezoelectric, and we were just bouncing ideas the other day with that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going too much about my new theory, but was that because that's touching creating an electric force, an electromagnetic force? You know, so just research. Don't take my word for it. I wouldn't second it, you know, because some people are new to me. These are all what I found on the internet and research and found videos on YouTube. I just want to show people the possibility. Some of it is using your imagination. But it's a start.
Yeah, and a lot of it is something people.
The same things all the time.
No, you don't. I mean, how long are we going to go and just keep saying no curve, no spin, horizon rises to your eye level? Like, you got to progress the conversation, man. That's what I try and tell people all the time. And just like you were telling people a minute ago, like, we were waiting for my mic to come back. I couldn't tell you what I wanted to tell you, but I heard you, and then my mic came back. You were saying how a lot of groups you just didn't fit in. And obviously, I've been in the same situation. And that's kind of fueled us to kind of get together a little. We were already discussing things all the time, but that kind of put a little fuel in the fire to get our talks going on the air a little bit, because there's, you know, definitely trying to get these like-minded people together. And the people in the chat, thank you. The people in the Facebook chat, I know I haven't paid attention to yet, but I'm running a simulcast with two streams. And we had difficulties in the beginning. There's just way too many things on my computer right now. But when I do have more moderators, we'll try and monitor the Facebook chat as well and feed questions in from both. If anybody in the YouTube chat right now has a question, feel free to type it in for me, for Paul. It could be about crystals. It can be about flat earth. It can be about 9/11. It can be about the Mandela effect. It can be about anything you want. I'll give you my opinion, honestly. And anybody that's listening, 978-435-0006. If you want to dial in, 978-435-0006. And if you're listening to the replay, obviously you can't call in or chat with us, but we're always around. We're doing a show Saturday. I seem to do at least two shows a week now, my show every Saturday or Sunday, depending on work. I'm usually on Brian McFarlane's show on Friday nights, Mandela Effect show, and I've been doing other shows in between. I mean, this week, since my 90-day ban, which was about a week ago, I've done like three shows, maybe four. This is definitely the third one at least, because I did one with Gloria, the one where Joey called in, and this one with you. So we're putting out a lot of content. Paul's trying to get his channel going. Make sure you guys subscribe to him. His link's in the show description below. And you'll be seeing some stuff pop up there. And Paul, why don't you tell people, because I have my idea with the My Awakening interviews and how I'm going to get people's story. And it's kind of not a unique idea, but it's a little different. I have the 7 My Awakening interviews. Everybody has their own personal journey. They're really different. They're all about an hour or less, so it's really quick. And you have an idea for not a similar, but your own little thing you want to do on your YouTube channel where people are asking you questions and stuff. Could you tell people what that idea is? I think it's a great idea.
I briefly talked about it on Facebook Live, because like I said, I've been like in a Stone Ages, basically, for technology. And I've been off the grid. What I wanted was, I wanted people to suggest something for me to research, a topic, and then I go away, research it, and make a and then do a live show on it, where people then could ask me questions, or then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or at least they can even ask you questions on it, or at least get, okay, because you get to a point where you have
to see if I've researched it.
To see if you've researched it, or just because, you know, they think you're a smart guy, and they want to know how their opinions match up with yours. I mean, basically.
It's just like, yeah, it's just opinions, just want more interaction. I thought, oh, let me think of something different, like someone typed in, oh, can you research trees, no trees on flat earth? Or yeah, it could be something I don't know. It gets me then researching this topic, but I didn't, you know, making my knowledge even better on a certain topic.
Yeah.
And coming back to you on the guys, making it live, and then let's see where we go from there.
And it's not just helping them, it's helping you too, because it's opening your mind to other avenues you might not have went down already.
You go for a walk.
Sorry, man. It's fucking dogs won't shut up. I don't mean to keep muting, but I don't want you guys to keep hearing it. It's a little ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that was just the thought I had for an idea, and I just ran it. I mean, I ended up doing like an hour and a half show, just bouncing questions back and forth through the chat.
Yeah, definitely.
This is what I thought would be a different change.
Well, I think it's a good idea. Plus the fact that we're both open-minded, so we'll look into anything, really. So the fact that you'll field questions from people and then just go look into what they want, come back and do a show on it, you're gonna see some wild topics come your way. You know that, right? Some shit you would have never looked at. And you might come back and be like, Brian, I would have never looked at this. But you got to see this, and then you'll be bombarding my inbox like I do to you with shit all the time. You woke up this morning and you had fucking winged cats in your inbox. You must have been like, dude, what is going on here? Jumping sharks, winged cats, fucking.
I get everything. But like I said, it's stuff that you didn't know, like, you know, you knew type of thing, and thought, well, that's a different idea. I mean, someone might have done it, because obviously I can't have eyes looking everywhere, but.
No, but so if somebody's done it, somebody's done it. That's just like when people get upset, oh, I'm the one to discover that. You didn't discover. This is something that's happening to all of us. And let's stop, you know, with the ego and you need to claim this, you need to claim that. That's not how we're going to get anywhere. We should all just be sharing our ideas, sharing our research, sharing our evidence for whatever it is. Mandela Effect, 9/11, NASA, Flat Earth, chemtrails, vaccines, the Vatican, ancient civilizations, whatever you got. If you're holding your stuff back, unless, you know, you're building a project like we are for this weekend and we want to polish it and put it out to you.
Yeah.
But if you're holding your research back from people because you want to lay claim to it, or you're begging for credit, well, you know, you're not really – you're actually kind of a detriment to the whole truth movement if that's what you're doing. I mean, you're not helping us, you know. And if you're over there calling everybody a shill because they have different ideas, like many have done to me and Paul, for talking about things like the Mandela Effect or Solar Simulator or his crystals theories or consciousness tunneling theory, well, you're actually the one that's doing the shilling. I mean, if you're really discouraging people from doing the research or even taking a look into our opinions, let people use their own judgment. Let them use their own discernment. If they know 9/11's fake or the earth is flat or any of these things, they should have a fair level of discernment. Let them hear our information. Don't discourage them from it, you know? Don't discourage them from it. Let's hear it out. You know? It's what I've been saying almost every show, and I try not to repeat myself, but it is a frustrating hurdle, and it is frustrating how many people swear this.
Without them knowing it, they're gatekeeping.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what they're doing. Exactly.
And, you know, don't tell what people can't research. You don't have to like it. You say, oh, that's a load of crap. That's fine. You know what I mean? It's all about your own perspective, your own opinion. You know? And that's what we do. We try and broaden our horizons, learning new things.
Yep. I want to say a little quick saying before we start to wind it down a little bit today. Your memories aren't failing you. You're not going to fall off the edge of the earth, and Arab terrorists are not going to kill you. And your kids aren't going to get shot in a school. It's just not going to happen. Those things aren't reality. That's, you know, I mean, for instance, like with the flat earth stuff, right? And I mean, how many times have we told people, you know, well, at least I have, start to trust your senses. If you weren't brainwashed to believe and you lived on a spinning ball hurling through space, you would never come to that conclusion. Your observations would never take you there. So I know a lot of people into flat earth or whatever that have been telling Globies all these things. But then when it comes to the Mandela effect, they'll scoff at it. And without looking into it, they'll tell you it's your memory just sucks. Well, no, I'm going to trust my senses. And then on top of that, explain the residue. You know what I mean? Like it's for and this is for all topics. It's time to trust your senses. Trust your intuition even, because it's there for a reason. If something's telling you, hey, something's not right here, or something doesn't fit here, or something fits over here, it doesn't mean it necessarily does, but don't just say, oh, well, science tells me no, or the media tells me no, or even the truth of community tells me no, that's too crazy, that's out in left field, you can't be talking about no victims, you can't be talking about a sun simulator, you can't be talking about reality changing, you can't be talking about none of that, let's just stick to what we can prove on the ground. No, we'll tell you when we're speculating and what we can prove on the ground, that type of stuff, but we can speculate, and some of these other things are not speculation. Once you look into them, it's just because you haven't looked into them. You know?
Yeah, it's just like I said, I've just done the necrophilia. Some of it's speculation. But a lot of it is fact from mainstream science. You know, just because it's not necessarily, I'm just using an example, doesn't mean we know they lie, but do you know what I mean? You can't discredit. I like to use science for what it is. You know, try and look into more. If you just have one thing and that's saying that, look at something else. If that says that, then it's giving it more credibility. And then if you look at another source and they're all saying the same, do you know what I mean? That's giving it a bit more heedance type of thing.
Yeah.
But still think, oh, well, I don't like it. And then move on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Use your discernment. Go into it. It's just like a lot of things. You don't know until you know. I mean, you really don't. You really don't. And you know what I always say is, too, is I understand that everybody is doing their own thing. Not everybody has as much free time as everybody. And let's say, for instance, I'm not looking at flat earth or these other things, and I'm just still in 9/11 land, right? And I'm still, which is, I was very deep into it, but let's just say I'm still there, but I'm not looking at other things, even though I was never like that. Let's just say I'm not looking at other things. Well, just like, you know, who am I? Just because I know there was no planes or it was a hoax, who am I to go and tell a flat earther they're an idiot and they should fall off an edge if I ever looked into it? That's just, it's just absurd. You know, just because you know one topic doesn't mean you know them all. But when you start to research them all, they complement each other because they all fit together.
Well, if you think about it, like I said to people, if we're on a sphere, on an oval-like sphere, you know, we know the shape, there should be zero evidence for a flat earth.
Yeah.
And you leave it there. You got zero evidence for flat earth, but yeah, we can see it.
Should have zero evidence for it. Exactly. There no, should be zero.
In theory.
They can call us
what they want. There should be zero evidence for a different type of planet we live on.
Exactly.
Zero. If that's what they said, and it's like how they've measured it, it was from a man who's can't be accredited to be alive so many thousands of years ago, and they've not gone back to redo it again. So I can go and walk in my garden, set two little wooden sticks, and I can tell you how big the earth is. It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
You're taking a word for something like that. And it's like we've said many times, you walk on the ground, a big truck walks past, you can feel it vibrating. If the earth was spinning, doesn't matter, oh, the magical word gravity they like to use. If the wood was spinning so fast, you are going to feel it.
Especially when people will try and bring up, and they don't even understand the argument they're bringing up. They'll try and say, well, it's constant motion, and you've been in constant motion your whole life, so you don't feel the difference. But in reality, if you go by their model with their fake spin and their fake globe, it's not constant motion if you travel anywhere. If you go north and south, you travel, the speed of the earth is going to change. I mean, going from North New York to the equator, it's going to speed up like 300 miles an hour. So you've been at 700 miles an hour your whole life, and now you travel down here, and it's going 1,000, and you're there for a few, you're not going to feel it the whole time you're there. You're going to be very sick.
Time traveling place.
The what?
You know, North Pole and the South Pole, but it doesn't spin. So basically, you go there and.
I can't wrap my head around it. I still don't understand in my head. Like, if you try and picture it and you're standing on the top of it, how is it you're spinning at 0 miles an hour and you're not spinning it? I can't even wrap my head around it. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't need to because it's bullshit. It's just like, how does 93 million miles and something 237,000 miles eclipse each other? It doesn't make any sense. It just does. 400 times farther, 400 times bigger. You idiot. You know?
No, it's like the easy thing is, oh, well, if it's a tennis ball and you throw it at the top, it's only spinning around there while it's more, you know, you're like using constant motion. And it's, but we're not spinning. It's not a tennis ball, but it's 1,000 miles an hour. And then it's like 6, 5. And then the further you get up, that's point zero, and don't forget the atmosphere has got to match. So you've only got going like
Dean, stop.
Go to the North Pole and see if a cloud moves. If a cloud moves, what's moving it?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? We don't say we know it all back from it. You know what I mean? But questions to ask. Like I've said, you should brought him in now to shut him up.
Yeah, I brought them in the room now. Hopefully they'll shut up.
Like ridiculous. There should be zero evidence. We'll ignore every ancient culture have said it is, you know, flat and under a dome. And then you try and get your own technicalities of words and, oh, a circle is a sphere. Well, it's not.
And even the more important point is, I think, even more than the shape, is the actual fact that we're stationary. Because that has to be consistent across the whole planet. If it's a planet, we're either moving or we're not. As far as the shape, it's flat. Anywhere we can observe, measure, and test, but what's past Antarctica or whatever, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it could do something else. But if the Earth is moving, it's moving. If it's not, it's not, and it's not. It's not moving.
So you don't have to be a flat Earth. You just, one, like, that goes into the narrative. Piece of evidence should make you think, well, they're lying about that. What else are they lying about? And that's where you start. That's where you should start. I mean, we find new stuff every day, but, you know, majority of things are still doing the same, and that's why we branch off and find things and new things to research. Like what we've got planned, what we've got planned for Saturday.
Yeah, what time do you want to come on Saturday? We'll just plan it later, or you want to do like...
Like I said, you could do it at 9 o'clock my time, mate. Whatever suits you best.
All right, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, so we'll do it at like 4 p.m. Eastern for you guys that are listening. We'll do a new when I do a new live show, 4 p.m. Eastern. Get into some really deep stuff, as if this wasn't already deep. we get some new ideas. Paul got a lot of new ideas. I got some ideas. Plus, I got some more flat Earth stuff I want to get into. I know I didn't touch much on this episode.
Just think about my fader. As soon as I told you my fader, that's back things in you to think. Well, if that's what you say is from your, you know, theory, that would account for that.
Yeah.
So you're helping me out straight away. And this theory answers a lot. Does it answer everything? No, it doesn't. But it's just getting you thinking about something else. And what I've found from, obviously I've got it from something else, but that they wasn't using it for flat Earth.
No. That's how we have to get a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just basically using your imagination to see if it fits certain things. A bit like, it's not science. It's science in a sense because you're theorizing about something and you're trying to go away and make it fit different things.
Yeah. People have to understand. Everybody's not going to. Sorry, go ahead.
Like I said, I passed you that video. It took me a few times and I found more basic ones, but we've got the basic gist of what my idea is and what it does to flat Earth. You know, we see different, you know, we can say it's got to do with night. Because I've already said that on my Facebook Live. And it answers a lot. And it's, if you think about it, we watched the video and it was so complicated. But if you think about it, how easy it is just for this one thing that we'll get into on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we're coming up on 3 hours, so. We should probably wind it down. I like to keep them under 3 because people really not click on something over 3 hours. But thank you. for bringing this forward. We get this under the belt now. Now you got something to share with all these people that keep asking about the crystal theory to break it down, besides just what you have in text. Everybody that's been listening, I know some of you guys joined us late, so you're wondering what the hell we're at. So you probably just want to start at the beginning. But Paul's Crystal Theory is on Facebook. If you go in my Real News Online group and just hit the hashtag and Crystal Theory is one word, it'll come up. You can always message any one of us. Like I said, all our links will be in the show description. This was broadcast live on my Real News Online channel on YouTube, which is my backup because I'm on a 90-day ban. So if you're seeing this on that channel, be sure to sub my main channel as well, Brian S. Stavely. The links for both channels will be in the video, obviously. So I mean, thank you, everyone.
To sum it up, I basically said that wait the film is better with the crystal and we came from that. And then obviously if you watch the video back, still don't know, you can message me or join my group. You know, where is it? Get in touch with and I can help you out. I know.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, guys, join us on Saturday, and who knows, I might even have another video before then because I've been pumping them all lately. And you'll probably see me on Friday night on Brian McFarland's channel doing the Mandela. I'm not even sure who he's bringing on. I don't want to jump the gun here, but yeah, it should be interesting. And like I said, you know, we'll address some more flat earth stuff on Saturday show because that's going to tie in a lot more with what we're talking about. I know this week we did Mandela and then crystals. My last show was like more Mandela and then the other one before was flat earth. I mean, I always mix it up. I don't know what community you guys listening to it from. I talk flat earth. I talk Mandela. We talk crystals. I talk 9/11. We talk all the psyops. We talk whatever, okay? Like, I know I'm deeper in some than others, but you really got to research everything. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think we should wrap it up. You good with that?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Paul Knight. Make sure you like and subscribe. And everybody have a good day.
Your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas, no barcode, no party, no ID, no beers, your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears. No SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here. Your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your dress, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls. We want.
We want your soul.
Your house, your phone, your life, your cash, your house, your phone.
We want your soul.
Your house, your phone, your life, your cash. Your house, your phone.
We want your soul.
Tell us your habits, your fats, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details,